Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. Oh, my mic's not plugged in. Let me fix that right away. Today is Tuesday, November the 2nd, and welcome to our first teleclass in the dark again. We just had our time change here, and just like in most places around the country, and it's dark now at this time of day. Anyway, welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass for Tuesday, November the 2nd. I'd like to thank everyone for joining me, both live here on the call and later on the recording, listening in via your iPod or your computer or however techno savvy you are and choose to do that. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen to all of this personal development and business tips and how to keep going even when you don't wanna. So here we go. We're gonna dive right in. I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that write down today's date. Tuesday, November the 2nd, 2009, and my name is Carla McNeil, and my direct email is carla@retirewithcarla.com, that's RetireWithCarla.com, and my direct phone line is 877-767-7544. So if you are too shy to ask your questions online, pardon me, on the telephone, feel free to send me an email and do that online, or you can drop me a line that is a toll-free number, 877-767-7544. As always, I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment, people who are ready to be coached, mentored, and sometimes, and I always say it, kicked in the butt to live that life, to live that success, to live that dream, whatever your dream is. And that leads me right into what we're going to talk about tonight. What is your target? What is your preferred reality? What would you like your life to look at? What is that target? And a target can also be considered a goal. And most people are actually pretty disappointed in their goals. Oh, it can be frustrating. It can be painful. You set a goal, you work towards it, and it's just another disappointment. And why am I sacrificing so much today for all that delayed gratification? Because, you know, it's frustrating, it's disappointing, it doesn't work. And there are two things that people do to themselves when it comes to their goals. And the two most common excuses, no matter what the undertaking, whether it be going on a diet, building a business, going for an Olympic medal, we're getting all prepared for the Olympics here in Vancouver, just the most common excuses, no matter what the undertaking are, it's too hard and it's too expensive. Most people will say that. I don't know how many times over the past 3 years I've heard, oh, it's too hard, Carla. I can't do this anymore. Or, oh, good Lord, it's too expensive. I can't pay for that. Building a website, too expensive and too hard. So do you recognize either of those excuses? Because that's what they are. They are excuses. And three of the main reasons why people's goals don't work. One, people fail to write them down. How many of you have your goals written down right now. I'm looking at a number of my goals here in my construction zone. I'm looking at some of the successes that I've had, and I'm looking at some of the goals and dreams that I have. And some of it's just in pictures, but they're written down. They're written down in, excuse me, let me take a sip of water here. Goals need to be written down. Another thing why so many goals for people, why they don't get them why goals don't work for so many people is they don't believe they can accomplish them. There's that deep down belief or lack of belief in themselves, in yourself, that you really can't accomplish it. That's why it's too expensive or it's too hard. It's because you do not believe that you can do it. And another real critical piece, number three, most goals are made from the fear perspective. So that is writing down what you don't want rather than something that you actually want. And that is huge because a goal is something that you're looking forward to. When you write a goal down from the fear perspective, you're in the past. So you don't have something to look forward to. And even if it's a goal like I am looking forward to the day I don't weigh as much, that's still from the fear perspective. I look forward to the day that I weigh the perfect weight for me. I am living that dream. I am picturing that dream. I'm writing it from something that I want rather than something I don't want. I want to get out of debt. Out of debt is something from the fear perspective. It's something that you don't want. Instead, my goal is my financial freedom. My financial freedom is the first step in my financial freedom to allow me to walk away from my slave camp job is a grand total of 8,000. Oh, I don't have the number right here in front of me, but it's like $8,352 a month. That will allow me to walk away from my slave camp job. So writing it down from the perspective of what you want rather than what you don't want. And I was just talking to Russell Yarmol. He's a young man who has a workshop out there called Social Media Altitude. And he said something that really struck me this week. Procrastination is a huge clue about whether or not you are believing in yourself. Because if you're procrastinating and you're not getting on with it, the belief is not there. And that can demonstrate itself in such a way that it's scary. One of the things that it has done for me in the past that I'm starting to get over, that my husband has been working on, that he's getting over, is the belief that you need to know everything before you start. And that is just not true. That is just so not true. You will never, ever, 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 ever know everything about a topic, about a goal, about losing weight, about building a business, about starting your own store. You will never know everything. Never. So procrastination, if you find you're in procrastination, That is a really big clue. And one of the things that you need to be working on, if you find yourself there, is more belief in yourself. More personal development, belief that you can do it. Because it's not a matter of learning another technique. It's not a matter of, I don't know, I did this for a long time. Oh, just one more thing, one more thing, one more thing. It's like, no, I have enough knowledge right now to take this forward. So when you find that your goals aren't working for you, take a look at the three things. Are they written down? Do you really believe you can accomplish them? And are they made from the fear perspective? Or are they written down as something you want rather than something you don't want? So as you are working on that, you're eliminating the procrastination and you are writing down those goals. A lot of those goals are going to be starting new habits. But in order to start some new habits, you're going to have to break some old ones. Because new habits don't really take root until you let go of something that's already there. For years, I watched a lot of television. Now, my strategic business coach, John DeLemme, he used to say, well, he still does, I'm sure, says to people that you must stop watching television. So I cut back and I didn't watch TV nearly as much as I did before. But my husband was still watching quite a bit of TV. So sometimes I'd be sitting down and I'd be watching TV with him. And then my husband came to a turning point, and what we ended up doing was actually turning the television around. And so if he wasn't watching it, that meant I wasn't watching it. And did that ever have an impact on me? I thought that I had let go of watching television. And the reason I was letting go of watching television was to free up some time so that I had time to invest in my business and in my future. And when we came home from that trip and he turned the television around as soon as we got home, I was amazed at how much more time I had. So I thought I had broken the old habit, but I hadn't. I still had that habit of watching TV. And now it's been, now I'm not even sure if it's 2 years or 3 years this December that we don't watch television. And it is amazing how little I miss it now. And when I hear people talking, oh, yeah, I watched this last night, did you see blah, blah, I think, wow, what a waste of time. There are lots of people say, oh, that's my way to relax. There are lots of ways to relax that would be much more powerful for you as a human being than sitting and watching television, because television actually numbs your brain. And there are lots more things that you can do to assist yourself in relaxing than watching TV, but that's another whole podcast, another whole terrific Tuesday teleclass. We all have our preferred reality, that target that we want to get to. And until we start the new habits, break the old habits, take those goals seriously, write them down, believe we can accomplish them, and do them from the perspective of what we want, it's not going to happen. Because you can start along the road, and my coach, John DeLemme, he's motivational, and I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for all the different motivational stuff that has happened. However, there's a difference between motivation and transformation. And in order to transform, we need to keep doing. We need to keep taking action. And there's this awesome quote. People often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. So as you are building your business, working towards your dream, investing in your future, you need to go through that transformation process. And that transformation process is partly motivating yourself on a daily basis. A daily basis. Taking that action, doing what you know you need to do. And many times, the difference between just setting that goal and achieving the goal is the right information, not only at the right time, but in the right order. Think of it when you attempt to build a website for your business. You want to create this new website. You have this great idea. You've seen some great website out there. You want to be able to copy bits of this one and bits of that one. You like some of the... you have this great idea. And you want to go out and build a website. But things must be done in a specific order. You can't go out and build your website until you have that new URL. You need to have your domain name. You cannot put a website up unless you have that domain name. So, doing things in the right order can make all the difference between achieving and setting. Same as if you were baking a cake. You follow the recipe. Some recipes you can just take all the ingredients and you can shove them in a bowl, mix them up, and put them in the oven. Other recipes, that doesn't work. Things have to go in a certain order. And that information that you have about your recipe, about your website, about your business, information is what gives you the ability to perceive yourself or your reality different. Let me say that again. Information will give you the ability to perceive yourself and your reality different. An example of that is, and I was just involved in a big recruitment testing session on the weekend. And I walked into that room of 257 people and was just able to do what needed to be done. I didn't prepare in advance for it because I had done this type of thing over and over again. And the information that I had, the doing that I had done in the past, enabled me to take a look at that situation and go, oh, not a challenge. This is okay. We can get this done. Let's just go and do it. Versus the very first time I ever stood up in front of a group, oh, I was terrified, right? The information gives you the ability to perceive yourself and your reality different. You can go out and you can read a book. And you can think, oh, wow, I really could do that. Look at that. These instructions are pretty simple. But until you take that action and make it happen, nothing's going to change. Because if information, what it was all about, if information was all it took to succeed, then we would have lots and lots of rich professors running around on campuses, and we don't. So taking that information and applying it and doing. Success and your success, you're setting your goals, you've got your target. Success is determined by three things. Number one, you know in your heart and you believe that you can do it. That's critical. Because if you don't, then we're going to end up back in that procrastination point where you're just constantly going to be having to get more information. And if information was what it was all about, we'd have a lot of billionaires in this world. But we don't. So knowing and believing that you can actually accomplish it. If Joe down the street can do it, so can you. If Robert Sheman, the author of the book, Why Is That Idiot Rich and I'm Not, if he can do it, so can you. So can I. But the next step is we must have a strategy. We must know what it is we're going to do. We've set the goal. We know what the target is. What is our strategy to get there? And then the third thing that will determine your success is what you do consistently every day. Day in, day out, day in, day out. What do you do every single day to apply that information that you have? You must apply. You must do the doing. You must take action. Zig Ziglar, people often say that motivation doesn't last. Well, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And a great one from Confucius, to know and not to do is yet not to know. Now, when I first heard that one, I needed to read it a couple of times. To know and not to do is yet not to know. So that's taking that knowledge and not applying it. That's just getting more knowledge and more knowledge and more knowledge. It doesn't work. You must apply the knowledge. We have heard many times about the SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-bound. And unfortunately, it's really not quite enough. It's not quite enough. Because one of the challenges that you're going to run across is sometimes your goal is just too big. That was my challenge in the beginning. I want to sponsor 100 children with foster parents plan. That is a huge goal. It was too big. You need to, like I did, break it down into sub-goals so that you can accomplish step by step. Take that little bit of knowledge, apply it daily, consistent daily habits. And another one of the challenges that I personally have run across is too many goals. That's another common challenge. And, you know, well-constructed goals are great, and you do need that SMART. However, too many doesn't work either because you can't focus on tons and tons of stuff. I have personally found that one out the hard way. Pick 2 to 3 unrelated goals, maybe even 5, but not 10 to 20, and focus on those goals. You will find that it will be much easier and things will flow much more smoothly when you don't attempt to do too many things. So let me recap. Today we've been talking about what is your target. Many, many people get disappointed and frustrated with their goals. They're painful. When they don't come true, it's just another one of those disappointing things. sacrifice today, delay that gratification, but don't sacrifice everything today. Most people use these two common excuses. It's too hard and it's too expensive. It's too hard or it's too expensive. If you're doing that, you need to take a closer look at why it's too hard, why it's too expensive. And 9 times out of 10, it will be belief in yourself. Why the goals don't work for so many people is people fail to write them down, people fail to believe that they can accomplish them, and people make them from the fear perspective rather than the whatever you want. And that huge clue to know whether or not your goals, well, pardon me, if your belief in yourself is not strong enough, is procrastination. It's such a huge clue. It's such a huge clue. You do not need to know everything in order to get started. There are many things you can learn along the way. There are many things you can't learn until you've applied some of the basic knowledge in the beginning. So start those new habits and bust up those old habits. Stop watching TV. Do like I did. Understand. New habits don't really take root until you let go of something that you already have. The difference between motivation and transformation. In order to transform, you need to keep taking action. Whether it be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, you need to keep taking action. The difference between goal setting and goal achieving is the right information in the right order. You can't build that website without having that new domain name. And information gives you the ability to perceive yourself and your reality differently. Do you think the same now as you did 5 years ago? No, you don't. And the 5 years that have gone by, there's been tons of new information come into your life, tons of new experiences. Your reality is different now than it was 5 years ago. Take charge of that reality. Success is determined by 3 things. Knowing and believing. Believing in yourself, that is so crucial. Having a strategy as to how you're going to get there. And consistently apply the information. Do whatever it is you need to do every single day. Make sure your goals are not too big. Break them down into sub-goals so that you can accomplish them in that shorter period of time, so that you can get them done. And have realistic number of goals. 2, 3, 5 goals at the most, not 10 to 20. You won't be able to focus. You can focus on 3 to 5 unrelated goals. So get out there, write those goals down, get started, get that new information, build those new habits, and you too will be able to build that life of your dreams. So thank you very much for joining in and listening to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. You have dialed into 218-862-7200. Bridge number 749-706. And I'd like to thank you very much for joining me, both live and on the recording. And I look forward to all your emails and your questions coming in. Please do keep them coming in. I love to hear from you and hear those success stories. And I will hear you on the next Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And remember to have some fun.